Anxious feelings are understandable when returning to everyday life after the pandemic. There will be a process of readjustment. There are bound to be thoughts or worries about the changes that are happening in your life. It is natural for people to want to stay in their comfort zone. Entering the unknown is what causes our anxious feelings. However, there are several benefits to returning to everyday life, so it is crucial to fight those thoughts. Many states are relaxing the pandemic restrictions, allowing us to freely move about the cabin. We've been physically away from people for over a year, communicating primarily through the computer. Interacting with people after so long of a time can be anxiety-producing. We're either unsure of the safety of our health or uncertain about how to interact with people again. So, as more people get vaccinated, and we accelerate toward a new normal, is it any wonder that some people are feeling hesitant to let go of precautions? Source: NYTimes.com. Nearly half of Americans say they feel uneasy thinking about in-person interaction once the pandemic ends, according to the American Psychological Association's 2021 Stress in America report. UseItToday.com. These anxious feelings happen most often when we feel out of control in a situation, or when the change is an unknown. As humans, we prefer to think that we are in control of our life. We spent many months adjusting to a new way of life, so it will take some time to again adapt to another new way of life, even if that life is what it used to be. Your lifestyle may return to what it used to be, but you aren't who you used to be. You have been affected by living through a pandemic. Your mindset and outlook on life are different from what they used to be. Normal? What is normal? Typically, normal is referred to anything we sense as a known or an expectation of a way life is to be. In other words, normal can be fluid, changing as we change. So, why be anxious about going back to normal? Let's create a new normal. In June 2020, I wrote an article, The New Normal: 7 Valuable Lesson Opportunities to Learn Now, www.lifesjourneyblog.com, suggesting that we take the positive changes the pandemic caused in us, keeping them as we return to normal. My suggestion of almost a year ago remains valid. An LA Times article reports that some 46% said they do not feel comfortable going back to living life like before the pandemic. LaTimes.com. How to cope with the anxious feeling. 1. Take it slow. No one is forcing anyone to immediately jump back into society. As you feel comfortable, start slow. Join a group of close friends, branching out from there. 2. Don't wait for the anxiety to go away. A strong reason for your fear is the unknown. Until you venture into society, it will remain unknown. Therefore, your anxious thoughts will remain. It's only by venturing out of your comfort zone that you'll reduce the anxiety. 3. Let go of resentments. We can't control other people. There is no reason to hold resentment about others' actions or the government's actions. Control what you can control, your emotions, and your responses to what is happening. If you're blaming others, let it go. Don't let someone else dictate your happiness. 4. Change your perspective. Look at the world and those around you in a positive manner. We get what we look for. In other words, if all I see is negatively, then all I'll experience is that negativity. So look to the positive, and you'll get positive experiences in return. 5. Teach others. As you're learning to cope and feel less anxious, teach others how you are doing it so that they too can move forward. Not only will you help another person, but altruism is proven to make the giver feel positive and more at peace. If you're feeling anxious, know that you aren't alone. You can do things to reduce your anxiety, but the key is not to go through this alone. Reach out to others for support and camaraderie. And if you need a professional, find one of those, too.